1490 AM in Montreal. For CJLO News, I'm Serena Aboujoud. On Saturday, students from McGill and Concordia set up an encampment in the lower field of the McGill campus to stand in solidarity with Palestine. This is the first encampment of its kind in Canada. Students from Montreal are following the footsteps of students from the US who recently started encampments on multiple college campuses. The protests have been peaceful, with many supporters providing food and safety equipment for those partaking in the encampment. Students at the Montreal encampment have also clarified their demands. They are calling for the Concordia Investments Committee and the Board of Governors to disclose all their investments in companies complicit in the genocide of Palestinians, for Concordia and McGill to divest from complicit companies and cut academic ties with Israeli institutions, to refrain from pressing disciplinary charges on students taking actions in support of Palestine, and to publish a statement condemning the ongoing genocide against the Palestinian people. They are also demanding universities to call on the Canadian government to cease all their military ties with Israel. The number of officers present on campus have been increasing by the day, yet students stated that they won't leave the encampment until the universities meet their demands. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
All right. Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves. Or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And congratulations, everybody. I think today was the official last day for McGill and Concordia students for exams, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So congratulations on everybody who's finished their last exam, final, whatever it may be. As you heard in the little introduction, the encampment was set up at McGill this weekend. And if you want to support the students at the encampment, you can follow SPHRUConU for Concordia. Or you can follow SPHR McGill, because both of the accounts are posting updates about the encampment daily. They have programming going on for the past few nights. They did movie screenings of Palestinian movies. They've had some people come and speak. They've had Indigenous leaders come and speak. They've done like group readings of Palestinian authors and discussions, and they also post supplies. So their urgent supply list as of 7 hours ago, which will be really important for this week's, is tarps, wood pallets, rope, zip ties, and hay mulch. They need this to protect from the rain. It's supposed to be pretty rainy on and off of this week. So if you have any supplies, I know they're also looking for like rain gear, rain jackets, rain pants in various sizes, tarps, waterproof things, things that they can put on the ground and on top of them to protect them from the rain. If you do have any of those things that you would like to donate, you can head to McGill, where McGill meets like Sherbrooke, those big gates. And if you just go through the gates and then kind of diagonally left, you'll see the encampment, and there's one of those like gazebo style tents that has a light blue roof. That's where they're taking donations. They don't want any more food or anything like that. They, in the first 24 hours, they had like an outpouring of support from the community in terms of food supplies. So right now they're really just looking for supplies to help keep them dry during the rain. What else do I have to say? Oh, also currently, what bar is this called? It's tonight at Bar Lesko. There's a Palestinian fundraiser. All the proceeds go to the Palestine Children's Emergency Relief Fund. So if you're out and about and you're like, oh my God, I'm close to this bar, turn me off and go to the bar. I think it's $10 cash at the door, and all that goes to the Palestinian Children's Emergency Relief Fund. There's a few different bands that are going to be playing. It's supposed to be a good time. A friend of mine from high school is, I think, one of the organizers behind it. They are so very slay. They're also the organizer behind Lounge MTL, those open mic jam sessions that have kind of ceased lately. But yeah, I think that's all that I have to say. Today we're listening to, we've got some like Afrobeat vibes, we have some R&B stuff, we've got like a whole bunch of Arab vibes, some pop vibes. So really, it's a really good mix today. Actually, I love all these songs. So the first three songs that we have are Hot by Zayna. Then we have 5 AM in Paris by Saint-Levant. And then we have Ma Bansak by Zayn. Zayna and Zayn. Don't get those confused. So the first song of the night is Hot by Zayna.
You keep taking me higher, fulfill my desire, the temperature fire, and it's
à Gaza, ma meuf à L.A. me prend dans ses bras, je me sens chez moi nu. تتمسكي بالأرض بتفاجئ من حالي لما في ضغط بس عمري بنساش تربيتي بالحر مش مسون شي موا نو باغ مش مسون شي موا نو باغ But I don't feel at home, oh no. It's been calling my name. My name. It's been calling my name. My name. 5 heures du matin. quand je rentre chez moi. Mon corps à Paris, mon cœur à Gaza, mon âme à Alger, mon ex à Casa. Ma meuf à LA me prend dans ses bras, je me sens chez moi nu. بتمسكي بالأرض بتفاجئ من حالي لما في ضغط بس عمري بنساش ترباكي بالحر شو بسوي شي مانو شو بسوي شي مانو
Records have come together to bring you Womban, an all-female artist showcase to bring ovarian cancer awareness to the community and to raise money for Ovarian Cancer Canada. On Friday, May 17th, 8 p.m. at the Jamaica Association of Montreal at 4065 Jean Talon West, Metro Namur. It's a free event, just donate. All funds going to Ovarian Cancer of Canada. For more info, 514-792-4775. This ad is sponsored by CJLO 1690.
Check out Chop Spins and Remixes every Sunday from 12 to 1 with your host Noel on the Bones.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's run through the first three songs that we listened to. So we started off with Hot by Zayna. This was released in April 2024 off of the album East End Confessions. Zayna is a Brooklyn-born and Montreal-raised singer-songwriter and performer. She blends genres and languages, singing in French, Arabic, and English. And she's actually a former medical student who left to pursue her music. Her experience with Lebanese immigrant parents and her time in Saudi Arabia as a kid influences her music. Then we had 5 a.m. in Paris by Saint Laurent. This was released like literally 2 weeks ago. As a single, Saint-Laurent is a Jerusalem-born Palestinian, Algerian, French, and Serbian multilingual rapper. He also recently performed at Coachella and had a Palestinian music group from Gaza. They recorded a video of them singing. It's not the national anthem, but it's like a song that has become very important in times of struggles. And Saint-Laurent and his band sung along with them as they played that video. He's also working on like a larger project that he keeps dropping hints about, but nobody really knows what it is. So if you like his music, keep his eyes tuned for that. And then we had Ma Ban Suk by Zayn, not to be confused with Zayna. This is Zayn or Zayni. There's an E at the end. I'm not quite sure. I couldn't find any pronunciation for most of these things online. This was released as a single in February of 2024, and Zayn or Zayni is a Jordanian-Palestinian singer-songwriter and musician with a voice that has been passed down from her grandmother to her mother and now to her. Up next, we've got three more songs, as per usual. We've got Criminal by Nemesis, Do It by Cherry 22, and Give Me Time, another one by Zayna. So let's get you guys going with Criminal by Nemesis.
Lead me off the edge so you can choose a different ledge to push me off. How you planned it, oh, how you planned it. You were such a friend. There's no surprises. Chameleons take all shapes and sizes. I thought I could recognize a criminal, but I didn't recognize a criminal when I met you. To the ones that turned you wrong, I know it's hard when you open up to the bad ones like I did with you. Thank you.
always show up when it's over. When it's over, you walk through the door. Looking for my body, looking for a party. But to see a part of me still yours. You look better than I should remember. Should remember how you broke my heart.
Let me lead the way. Drifting away. Your mind escaped, don't make it
All right, let's run through what we just listened to. We started off with Criminal by Nemesis. This is a single from 2022. Nemesis is a Palestinian Canadian singer from Toronto. She's actually currently back home in the West Bank of Palestine visiting her family. If you're interested, you can follow her on TikTok, which is just Nemesis, NEMAHSIS. Yeah. So, speaking of that, No Label currently wants to work with her because she's Palestinian at the moment. And so she's self-releasing a song on May 23rd, which is likely going to be followed by an album. She spent 4 minutes in a TikTok video talking all about it, if you're interested. She explains the whole situation and how to pre-save her upcoming music because she's releasing everything completely independently. So the best place to get information would be her TikTok. Again, that's NEMAHSIS on TikTok. And then we had Gimme Time, another one by Zayna, the Brooklyn born Montreal raised artist, and this was released as a single in 2022. Up next we have Barjuanes Beak, Habibi bracket My Love, and Zero. So let's get you guys going with But Wanna Speak by Feluca.
Yeah. 0-0. I think too much and close my cerveau.
Welcome back. In case you're jumping in here in the middle, this is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's run through those last three songs that we just listened to. We started off with Bajones Beak by Feluca. This was released as a single in February of this year. Feluca is a multidisciplinary artist inspired by neo-soul, who was born and raised in Cairo, Egypt, but spent her late adolescence in New York City pursuing a creative writing degree at Hunter College. Habibi, or in bracket My Love by Fawzia, is another single released in 2022. Fawzia is a Moroccan-Canadian singer-songwriter and musician. She was born in Morocco but emigrated to Canada, Manitoba actually, which is like such a random place, with her family at a young age. And here she learned how to play various instruments and began her music career. In 2023, she was nominated and one of the recipients of the top 25 Canadian Immigrant Awards. And then we had Zero by Gita Scari. This was released as a single in January of 2024. Gita Ascari is a Moroccan singer and songwriter whose music is a blend of pop and R&B with a fusion of Moroccan and MENA and Western influences. MENA is the acronym for Middle East and North African, in case you didn't know. Up next, we have La by Distinct, Zarzor by L'Artiste, and Good Torture with Eliana by I tried so hard to practice out of saying this. C. Vidaliza and Eliana. So up first you have La by Distinct.
Oh yeah. هاد هادي حياتي هاد مكتب ويا بابا ويا سيدي ويا رجال البلاد هادي حياتي هاد مكتب
back with its 51st edition. From May 9th to the 12th, you can catch screenings, artist talks, and showcases of the short films coming out of the Mel Hoppenheim School of Cinema. This year, the spotlight is on nonfiction, experimental, and genre films. There's also a focus on Canadian student short films and cinema from LGBTQ+ and BIPOC filmmakers. It's all happening in the Hall Building on Concordia's downtown campus and will culminate at the Festival Awards Ceremony at 7:30 p.m. on May 12th. For more information, follow Concordia Film Festival on Instagram.
If you are looking for a good start to your nightlife, be sure to check out Amplitude on Friday nights at 8 p.m., hosted by me, GRM. Anyone from a new listener to the avid raver will find a great selection of electronic music varied weekly. Anything from IDM to trance and techno. Only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through those last three songs that we just had. We had La by Distinct, released this off of the 2023 album Leali. Distinct is a Belgian and Moroccan singer born in Belgium and raised in Morocco. He actually is a polyglot, so he speaks five languages. He speaks French, Dutch, English, Spanish, and Arabic, and often fuses the five languages together in his music. Then we had Zarzour by L'Artiste. This single was released in 2023. L'Artiste is a French-Moroccan singer and rapper who, after immigrating to Paris at age 7, started his career when he was 13 by becoming part of the rap group Malédiction. And then we had Good Torture with Eliana by Siv Deliza and Eliana. The E before the V is really throwing my pronunciation off. I know that's wrong, but there's no internet pronunciation assistance. Anyways, they released this single together in March of 2024. Deliza is an Iranian Dutch singer, songwriter, record producer, visual artist, and director from Tehran, and Eliana is a Palestinian Chilean singer-songwriter who's currently on tour. So if you like that and you are interested, you can search her up on Spotify, E-L-Y-A-N-N-A, or you can just Google her, honestly. She's currently on tour. She was in Montreal and Toronto like a month ago, but I think she's mostly in the U.S. now. Maybe you can still get tickets. Who knows? Maybe you're a lucky ducky. and then we next up our last two songs for the night before I close it out. We've got One Plus One by Nika and Maghreb by Saint Laurent and Bayou. So let's get you guys going with One Plus One by Nika.
on it, he be on it, on it, on it. He be on it, on it. Water of my life, essence of my tribe. Never known love is true. Yes, I do know. I'm blessed. One is three with you. I can't believe my, no, I can't believe my eyes. That you were meant to be mine is true. I know that one plus one is three with you. I do, I do, I.
Baby, if you leave, I'll find something else. What a fine young man. That's what your parents said when they met me. Cause next year I turn Saint Laurent into Saint Laurent. Sometimes I ain't a saint, but I'm a saint at heart. I got good intentions coming from my mama. So you know I ain't never about the drama, yeah.
Hey, Maghreb, come here, so wavy. No one that breaks our sense on my mind. Please don't stress me, baby. I just had graduation in the Nissan, but you gon' see me in a Bentley.
Baby, slide, vas-y, rentre dans ma Nissan. 2006, moi je vais te montrer le East Side. 2007, on a quitté le Seaside. Je vois du Sauvignon blanc, fuck un Titan. Fais pas semblant, tu prends ça trop sérieux. Je prends mon temps, toi tu prends ça trop sérieux.
Mais chaque fois d'Alain, baby, if you leave, I'll be fine, something healthy. Got better when you met me, and that's just the way that it is when they leave. So if you're with me or not, مش مشكلة. بيت من المغرب مش فاهمها. I know she sees all the signs, and she just got here on time.
Cause next year I turn Saint Laurent into Saint Laurent. Sometimes I ain't a saint, but I'm a saint at heart. I got good intentions coming from my mama. So you know I ain't never about the drama.
Hey, hey, Maghreb, come here, feel so wavy. On my mind lately. I don't want stress, so please don't stress me, baby. I just had graduation in the Nissan, but you gon' see me in a Bentley. Yeah.
All right, that is all from me for today. So let's run through those last two songs. We had One Plus One by Nika. This was released as a single in 2023. Nika is a Haitian and French artist born in Miami who was raised internationally because her family travels a lot. So her music and her life features influences of the French, Caribbean, African, South, and South Pacific cultures from her travels, as well as Western pop and R&B influences. Then we had Maghreb by Saint Laurent and Bayou. This is off their 2022 EP. Saint Laurent is a Jerusalem-born Palestinian, Algerian, French, and Serbian multilingual rapper. Bayou is a singer, songwriter, and producer born in Egypt but moves between the United States, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. His music features influences from his multicultural experiences and his interest in contemporary R&B. That is all for me. Thank you guys so much for listening to Hitting All the Bases. As always, I'm your host, Sam. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal, and I will catch you guys next week.
hitting the heavy bag, passing out, drinking on a train. It's like this everywhere, all the time, anywhere. Everyone all around, down somehow, seeking an escape. They're writing all their songs about it now. I keep on listening to the boys back in town.